Martin Luther had some incredible commitment. He became a monk, and he saw God's holiness in Scripture. He almost froze to death, starved, and would spend such countless hours in confession simply confessing the sins of yesterday that it drove his teachers mad and caused them to question his sanity. One teacher is believed to declare, "Luther, go and do something sinful so you can come back here and actually confess something worth confessing." Why was Luther like this? Because he had an acute understanding of the holiness of God and how far he personally fell short. It said that you can take away everyone else in the world and all the world has to offer, and Satan and his demons, and man left to himself will still sin. And that's what Paul is pointing out here in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. "Therefore, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin." So, real quick to answer questions, sin entered the world. Wait a second, doesn't sin originate with Satan? Well, yes, but sin entered into the world, the human realm, by Adam and the punishment. And so death spread to all men. By Adam's sin, we all became sinners, and because mankind became sinners, we all inherited the result of sin, which is death. Sin. Wait a second. You're saying that I inherited sin and death from Adam? That doesn't seem to be fair. I want a chance. I wish I was Adam, maybe you say, or maybe you've heard somebody say. So let me get this straight. You want to be the guy that blew it for the whole entire human race? I don't think so. All of us placed in Adam's position would have done the same thing. Also, it is fair and legitimate, and no one can argue with it. Why? Because, as Paul points out, all sinned. Man is born a sinner. A few months ago, I was listening to Bobby Buchan in a message, and he said this: people call babies angels. No, they're actually vipers in diapers. They can't walk, crawl, talk, and yet they are able to let everyone around them know that they are in charge and it's all about them. Men are sinners in Adam and deserving of the punishment of sin. This sin has spread and death has spread. Verse 13, "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law." So there is a lesser accountability, I believe. The more you know, the higher accountability. They sinned, there was death, but they hadn't yet received the law. Verse 14, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses." So even before the law was there, death still reigned from Adam until Moses. Even with no law, there was still the result of sin, which was death, pointing out that there was still sin, even before the law, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam. So obviously these people were not all running up to the tree and eating that forbidden fruit, but they were continuing in sin and wickedness. Of course, we have the account of Cain and Abel. We have Genesis 6, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man and sent a flood." Genesis 13, we see the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah coming up before the Lord. So we all sin in the likeness of the offense of Adam. Why is this important? He is a type of him who was to come. So Adam is a type of Christ, but in an opposite way, in a sense. He brought sin and death to all men, and therefore there's hope in Jesus, as Jesus brings righteousness and life to those who believe in him as their Lord and Savior. So it is fair. Why? Because we're all sinners, and also because it sets the stage for Jesus to come as a representative and provide life and righteousness, as Adam provided death and sin.